This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Thursday, November 21st, brought to you by U.S. Soy. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Nally. Here are some highlights today from stories you'll find at AgriPulse.com. The Brazilian and Chinese governments inked a raft of new trade and development deals covering industries ranging from the tourism sector to energy, science, education, culture, technology, and, yes, agriculture. Chinese President Xi Jinping and Brazilian President Lula da Silva announced nearly 40 new deals during Xi's state visit. According to a statement from the Chinese Ministry of Foreign Affairs, the deeper trade ties are a part of an effort by Beijing to elevate the Brazil-China relationship and, quote, connect the Belt and Road Initiative with Brazil's development strategies. Several of the announced deals are designed to boost agriculture trade between the two nations. Neither beef nor pork exports were included in final deals that were announced. Vincent Smith is director of agriculture policy studies at the American Institute. He told AgriPulse that, quote, China's hedging its bets against trade action by the U.S. In other China trade news, as earlier rumored, China's ending an export tax rebate on used cooking oil, a common feedstock for renewable diesel. The move could raise prices and prompt U.S. producers to seek other options. Chinese UCO exporters will no longer be eligible for a rebate on a 13% export duty as of December 1st. That's according to a statement by China's Ministry of Finance and its State Taxation Administration. The oil, classified as a waste feedstock, receives a very low carbon intensity score under U.S. Low Carbon Fuel Initiative programs, including California's Low Carbon Fuel Standard. The product has become a target of domestic biofuel producers. UCO imports more than tripled in 2023. That according to U.S. Census Bureau data, around half of all imports came from China. Deere & Company reported sharply lower earnings today. Deere's net income for the fourth quarter of 2024, which ended October 27th, $1.24 billion compared with 2023's fourth quarter number of $2.36 billion. For the full year, net income $7.1 billion compared with over $10 billion in fiscal 23. The company has been singled out by President-elect Donald Trump with tariff threats and market restrictions for manufacturing jobs that might be shifted out of the company. Deere & Company Chairman and CEO John May said today that greater than 75% of all products that they sell in the U.S. are assembled here in the U.S. May said 30,000 employees work at 60 facilities in the U.S., and the company's ag and turf division is a net exporter of Deere products. Bitcoin hit a fresh record high and could soon reach $100,000. That on optimism over Donald Trump securing a second term as U.S. president. Analyst Matt Vitzbaum said Trump's anticipated return to the White House is fueling hopes of more crypto-friendly federal stance, adding to the bullish sentiment that's already driving risk assets higher. In related news to that analysis, Securities and Exchange Commission Chair Gary Gensler, who was aggressive in his oversight of cryptocurrencies, will step down from his post January 20th. Gensler pushed for changes that he said protected for investors, but the industry and many Republicans bristled at what they saw as overreach. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by U.S. Soy. The tiny, unassuming soybean is a mighty force, providing the protein, oil, and fiber that powers people and our planet in multiple ways, sustainably and reliably, harvest after harvest. With unmatched versatility, U.S. soy is meeting the world's growing demand for food, feed, fuel, and so much more. Learn more about soy's superpower at wholebean.ussoy.org. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nally.